Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
BXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy. Friday on the show, Breezy called her girlfriend live on the air and made a confession about something she did. And it was a very emotional call for Breezy.
I was absolutely losing my mind.
A lot of tears were shed. Here's a clip of some of the call from this past Friday. If you missed it, take a listen.
I'm panicking, so.
I'm so confused right now.
You should be.
So, why am I crying?
What are you getting all emotional for? Just come out and say it.
Okay. I really screwed up. And I don't want you to be mad.
The drama.
Please don't be mad. You know how we've been like super into like our fitness goals? The trembling.
Yeah.
So, yesterday.
What's happening?
The trembling voice.
I don't know why you're so emotional.
Yesterday, I was put in a very compromising position and I was cornered by the manager and they made me take a picture on your account.
I had a feeling that was going to happen sometime soon.
Right. Okay. So this was not as big of a deal as Breezy made it out to be. And if you missed it, what had happened was Breezy was pretty much using her girlfriend's gym membership.
Yeah.
But there's no photo attached to her membership.
Yeah.
So Breezy kept going in and out. To her convenience, they finally cornered her and was like, hey, we need your picture on file.
We need your picture.
So now, under Breezy's girlfriend's membership is a picture of Breezy. And now the biggest concern you had is identity theft.
No, for sure.
Like, and you truly have been losing sleep over it.
I feel like I could definitely go to jail for identity theft if I were to get caught. So I'm not going to reveal where I'm doing this because, you know, I'm still going. I still ran on the treadmill yesterday. I still was getting after it.
It's fraud.
Yeah.
That's what I have no idea how that works. But if someone listening can help us out with that, 585-252-9800, what are the repercussions for Breezy stealing her girlfriend's identity? I can only assume that this could be placed under the umbrella of identity theft. And I would love to know what the consequences are.
If there's any cops or detectives listening right now.
Criminal law. How did things go with your girlfriend over the weekend?
You know, it was fine. She was just like, I can't believe you put me on the spot like that. And I was like, what? I can't hear you over the treadmill. I'm at the gym right now.
You went back to the gym this weekend?
I did. I was there. Yeah. I was getting after it.
You went back to the same place?
Of course.
Of course
my,
you did.
I mean, my picture's attached. Why wouldn't I?
How does she feel about that? She doesn't care.
She's like, whatever. You do at this point. Why don't you just pay me at this point?
I think a lot of people were upset on Friday because the words that came out of your mouth was the reason I'm doing this and using your membership is because I can't afford my own, which is such crap because you really are so cheap.
I'm saving for a house. Relax. I don't have the pennies to be thrown around.
Right.
You know?
Hello, PXY. Who's this?
It's Wavy Davey.
Well, oh, jeez. This guy.
Wavy Davey. What's up, man? I asked someone in criminal law to call us. We get Wavy Davey, who works in sanitation, but
yeah, what do you?
Hand.
Close enough. What's up, man?
So I was out to dinner this weekend with some friends.
Yeah,
a few of them who work in the field of law. We'll say, and we were talking about the city and, you know, like how they put so much money into it and how with housing and restaurants and bars, but kind of things that overshadow what is kind of is crime. We were talking about like the shootings. I guess one of the restaurants, somebody used a false credit card over the weekend to pay for a meal, which is identity theft.
Sure.
Car break-ins, which is like what you guys are talking, you know, you guys are victims of.
Sure.
So we got talking, and we brought up, like, you know, the different levels of identity theft and whatnot. Well, one of the girls that was with us, she's an attorney. She used to be an area manager for a fitness company that's no longer here in town.
Okay. this is all so convenient.
She was a regional manager.
Okay.
And I had brought up, like, you know, hey, my buddy's friend did this. Like, is that really a big deal? And what she said was that these health clubs lose millions of dollars a year to a scam, which is they call twinning.
Twinning?
Where two people use one membership.
Like Netflix?
Yeah. And they take it seriously because they lose millions of dollars. Like Wegmans. Like, you can go to Wegmans. Wegmans doesn't care if you steal a steak or you steal a gumball. Like, Wegmans prosecutes.
Right.
So, and they're like, and, you know, I was like, well, how do they get, how do they know, like, her picture isn't on there? And then I remember that Breezy had her picture taken.
Yeah, they cornered her at the gym and made her take it. And now her picture is attached to her girlfriend's membership.
Yeah.
So what they said was they did that purposely to build a case so they can have proof.
Shut up! You're lying.
To build a case against Breezy.
You're lying.
I hope to God that's the true story.
Here's the thing, though. Here's the other part. The person that gave them the idea, they called an instrument, right? Like, your license is an identification instrument. The person that gave her girlfriend, they gave her the ID, is also culpable in
the
scam.
We're both going to jail?
So.
Well, how is that? Why is that?
Identity theft, because it's identity theft. And it's identity theft, and it's also what's called theft of services. So you're not only are you stealing somebody's identity, but you're stealing their identity and then you're using a service provided by the ID is the way that they explained it.
Why do you know all of this?
He was bumping elbows with a lawyer.
Were you taking notes, though?
It was, yeah, a pretty good memory.
He was ready to call in.
And they said that, you know, they take it seriously because they lose millions of dollars a year throughout the country for this scam that's called twinning.
Wow.
Okay, well, her membership is $10 a month. I don't know if this is going to hold up in the court of law. I have no idea.
Well, like I said, you know, the way
they're building a case.
It was because, you know, just like Wegmans, they will if they're going to press charges, they're going to press charges. They're going to go the whole way. It might go to court and you might not do anything but pay a $100 fee and then they revoke the membership. But it does go on your record as identity theft.
What can Breezy do at this point to protect herself?
She said just get ahead of it and get an attorney in case they come
after
her.
What? Are you kidding me?
No, it's in New York State, identity theft is three and a half to 5 years, and if it's culpability with somebody else, if there's somebody else in on the scam, it's punishable by 5 to 8 years.
But who am I supposed to do the show with if she gets 5 years?
I'll come in.
No, thank you.
No, we're so good, baby. Thank you so much. Wait, no, I can do the show live from jail.
Yeah. We'll go ahead. I'm sure we can make that happen.
What?
You should be concerned. It doesn't sound like Wavy Davey's joking here. You're very knowledgeable on this. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, guys. Breezy, it's been nice knowing you. Hopefully things work out, and we'll send you letters to prison.
You need to have a lawyer on retainer or something.
I do. Wait, something, okay. Yeah. All right, Wavy Davey, thank you so much.
Hey, you're thanks welcome. For the call, man. Have a great day.
You're welcome.
I really thought this was going to be a better Monday than last Monday. It doesn't seem like that's the case. So if I do go to jail for identity theft, which, I mean, he says they're building a case.
Right. I still have a lot of questions.
I don't even know if this establishment knows that they're a fitness facility, but okay. what? A girl just... This seems really dramatic. A girl can't just, like, want to better herself, you know? There's a lot worse things that I could be doing.
There you have in college.
True.
They didn't call you Snow White for a reason.
True. So, I don't know. What do I, where do I go from here? Well, I think my main concern is, like,
I need you to know.
I'll go to jail, whatever. But like my girlfriend, that's where I draw the line. She can't survive in prison.
All right. We got a couple people texting in right now that says, I think you're going to be okay.
But.
One guy's like, I agree with Wavy Davey. They probably are putting a case together against Breezy. Oh, yeah, really, for a $10 a month membership, I think you're going to be okay.
The thing about it is, and you know me, Mrs. Optimistic, I'm trying to look on the bright side here.
Yeah.
If I do go to jail,
right,
no rent for 8 years, I have all my meals paid for.
Free meals?
Not necessarily. I don't have to worry about buying a house.
It's definitely coming out of my paycheck and taxes.
You do owe me, so makes sense.
98 PXY.